debate, and our guests are Lord Christopher Monckton, senior advisor to Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, mathematician, also filmmaker. Apocalypse Now is his film. He'll debate the Spanish Environment Minister on Climate later on this year. And Richard Littlemore is an editor of desmogblog.com. He wrote that the David Suzuki Foundation's first public education package on climate change in 1996, former editorial writer for the Vancouver Sun. So, gentlemen, let's look at this issue of, because this is what people have heard so frequently, that the temperature of the world has gone up globally, has gone up 1 degree in the last 100 years. My question is, did it go up 1 degree in the last 100 years, or did it go up 1 degree in the first half of the 20th century with very little increase in temperature in the second half of the 20th century? Sir Lord Christopher, perhaps you first.
Yes, certainly. Just to clear up one thing, Mr. Littlemore said that his paymaster, the crook Lefebvre, had not been convicted. He was, in fact, convicted by a U.S. court in July 2007. So you're not going to get straight facts from him, so you will get them from me. Now, the temperature record is like this. The temperature went up very fast between about 1906 and 1940. Indeed, in the 1920s and 1930s, it went up very fast indeed. From 1940 until about 1975, it fell a little. From 1975 until 1998, it went up quite a lot, about 0.5 Celsius overall over the 50 years that you were asking about, and that is, of course, preceded by a 0.5 degree Celsius increase long before humankind could have had anything to do with it in the first 50 years of the 20th century. So yes, there's been an increase. However, that increase has been going on at a rate on average of about 0.5 Celsius per century for 300 years, during 250 of which we could not possibly have had anything to do with it. And now that temperatures have been falling for the last 7 years and falling at a rate of about 0.4 degrees Celsius per century, according to the Hadley Center's records, per decade, I should say, the overall effect is that there has been no increase in the long-run warming rate over the past 300 years. There's been no particular change in the second half of the 20th century.
Richard Littlemore, respond to that, please.
I don't know where you're getting a lot of this, but if your listeners would like to Google climate or global warming, and or go to Wikipedia and look up global warming, they can get a nice graph from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, a pretty reputable organization, that will show you some of the ups and downs that that have been mooted here. But from the period in question, from 1950 to now, If you put a ruler on the curve, it goes up at about a 45-degree angle. 11 of the hottest years in recorded history have occurred in the last 13 years. How that can be characterized as anything other than a considerable increase? I mean, it's not just 11 of the hottest years on recorded history. According to some very good climate reconstructions going back at least 1,000 years, we're talking about the hottest decade in 1,000 years at least.
Lord Christopher?
Well, no, we're not. The hockey stick graph that purported to abolish the medieval warm period was based on bristlecone pine reconstructions from tree rings using a process which the UN's climate panel had itself said ought not to be used. If you take out the bristlecone pine records and use all the other data sets, you find that there, just as history confirms, was the medieval warm period, during which temperatures were considerably higher than they are now. And indeed, in the 10,000 years of the last of the present interglacial period between ice ages, temperature has been warmer than today about two-thirds of the time. And in each of the previous four or five interglacial periods, which occur every 125,000 years, the temperature has been up to 5 degrees Celsius warmer than it is today, and humankind cannot have had anything to do with it. What is more, the sun has been more active and for longer over the last 70 years than at almost any previous similar period over the past 11,400 years since the end of the last ice.
Okay, I'm glad you bring that up because what I'd like to raise here, Lord Christopher,
back on the hockey stick first.
Richard, bear with me for a second, please.
Yep.
Because we can take this beyond the half hour. If you're both willing, we'll go another 15. We'll add 15 minutes to the debate.
Okay.
Does that work?
Sure.
Okay. So what I want to bring in here, no, actually, you know, I'll hold on to it because we have the extra 15 minutes. Make your point, Richard.
I'm sorry that we're not on television instead of radio. No offense. If you go to desmogblog.com, or if you just Google "this is not a hockey stick," you will find that the story that has just been told to you about the hockey stick debunking is flagrantly incorrect. Not to say false. The bristle cone records, which were featured in the hockey stick, and this is why we shouldn't be talking about science on the radio. But anyway, the bristle cone record is corroborated by ocean sediments, by lake sediments, by glaciers. I've got 8 other graphs on the Desmog blog, none of which has been questioned in the least, all showing a hockey stick shape in the temperature from 1,000 years ago to today. And all of them showing a pretty similar. The idea that there was a medieval warming period during which the temperature was higher than it is now is flagrantly incorrect is the nicest way that I can put it.
Well, wasn't it called the medieval climactic optimum? Optimum meaning the best?
Yes, it was. And, of course, the IPCC's report in 1990 shows a graph which illustrates the existence of the medieval warm period very clearly. I can produce 30 graphs from different scientific papers from all around the world, from ocean sediments, from Lake Baikal, from the Alps, from all over the place, establishing that the medieval warm period was real and existed. That's when the great cathedrals of Europe were built. That's when civilization began to flower because of the warmer weather. We know this perfectly well. If you go to Hvalsey in Greenland, where the archaeologists have been digging recently, they have found the burial site where the major Viking settlement there used to exist. That burial site was not under permafrost when people were buried there because they wouldn't have been able to dig into it. It is under permafrost still today. Why? Because Greenland is cooler today than it was in the medieval warm period.
All right.
There are records from all over the world which show in the peer-reviewed scientific literature, paper after paper after paper, that the medieval warm period was real.
Okay,
Lord
Christopher,
has tried to
we're dealing with a clock here. Lord Christopher, we're dealing with a clock here as well. So you'll have to allow me to play the referee and play the clock at the same time. Richard, when I said medieval climactic optimum meaning the best, you laughed.
I mean, you're putting it gets to the question of, wouldn't it be nice if it was warmer?
Well, many people are saying that. You understand? But many people are arguing, well, look, if the planet's getting warmer, it's not necessarily a bad thing. And you've heard that, so let's address it.
Yeah, many people don't live in Bangladesh, which if the climate, if the oceans go up a meter, 60 million people are in danger of losing their home. Whether somebody in Whitehall, of course, thinks that there's going to be a slight advantage to be had in climate change, doesn't address the significant risks that attend to a climate change at a pace that could be faster than at any time in the last.
Tell me this: how I don't want to take over this debate, really, I don't, but I do have to follow up on a question, on a point that you just made. Over how long a period of time does the IPP suggest the oceans will rise? And we're talking all the oceans here, or just some of them, by a meter?
It's a moving target. The IPCC, Andrew Weaver, who is like the best climate modeler in Canada or one of the best, said, you know, meter, 2 meters at the outside is all that he can show in models in this century. So, you know, everybody can build dikes and can perhaps build dikes and not worry about it.
Okay, let me do this. I have to do this. Richard, I have to stop you. Again, it's the clock. Not me, but I have to live with the clock because we are a network broadcast. I want to have Lord Christopher respond to that point when we come back. The talk about and the projections by the IPCC that the oceans will rise. And then we'll talk some about another thing that we've discussed on this program and that has been an issue of contention and debate, the great red spot on Jupiter. How much is that responsible for any climate change and global warming on Earth? So we'll get into all of that. And then I'll include your phone calls a little later on here on The Roy Green Show on the Corliss Radio Network.
You're listening to The Roy Green Show all across the Corliss Radio Network.